You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Good evening. I'm Juliette Frumhold, your host from now until 11 o'clock. So very happy to be with you and happy to once again be previewing Sideshow. This is Sideshow 12 coming up this weekend. I think in all 8 years of this show, we've done a preview of it. And my history with Sideshow goes even beyond my days at YSO. So always happy to be hipping you to this amazing community event. It's happening once again this year at the Yellow Cab. And we'll give you all the details on who's going to be there and what you can see and do and what Sideshow is if you've never been. But first, we're going to hear some live music from one of the bands that is going to be performing as part of this weekend's festivities. They are returning guests to the show. Last time they were here, they were on the eve of releasing an album, and it's out now. We're going to get an update from them here in just a second. But first, let's hear some live ones from our good friends in Salvador, Ross. Welcome back, you guys, and take it away.
Nothing sad is my heart.
Salvador Ross, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Welcome back, you guys. It's so great to have you here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. My pleasure. So last time you guys were here, you were getting ready. I think it was a few days before the release of Mystery Head, your full-length album. What have things been like since you got the album out? I've seen you guys playing out a lot, you know, on a lot of bills. What's been going on this spring?
Basically, our wives are going to leave us and our girlfriends are going to leave us because we're never home. That was a joke.
I was going to say, you know, on the one hand, good for the band. On the other hand.
No, in all seriousness, we've just been having a blast.
That's awesome.
Thankful for the opportunities to be playing at some of these establishments.
Great.
We've been in Cleveland and Nashville, a lot in Dayton, Cincinnati, and I think Columbus has chosen to just keep, I don't know. I'm having a really hard time getting shows in Columbus for some reason. But other than that, we're having a blast.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I mean, you know, aside from the Columbus thing, but you're getting out everywhere else. That's awesome. What does summer kind of look like for you guys? You've got, you know, a sideshow coming up this weekend. You guys are on the Friday night, main stage. And then what's it look like as we're moving even further into these warmer months?
Well, we're playing every weekend pretty much until late July, August, and then I think we're going to chill out because that's when it gets really hot.
Yeah, like too hot to be outside.
Yeah, and we've got a whole bunch of other material ready to be recorded for our next album, so I think we're going to be ducking into the studio a lot and taking a break from all this backbreaking gear, moving the gear around stuff, you know.
Hauling of the things.
Yes.
So so you've already got stuff ready for, are you thinking it's going to be another full length or maybe an EP or do you even know yet?
It'll probably be a double album.
Sweet. Rock opera.
No, it's at least going to be a full length.
Nice.
Maybe a full length and an EP. Who knows?
Hey, that'd be sweet. Awesome. So we'll have a lot to look forward to from you guys then.
Oh yeah. We've bonded a lot in the past since February, I would say. We've gotten to know each other much better than maybe we ever wanted to.
Well, I was gonna ask, like, if you guys felt like, you know, so you went through the recording process, you got the album out, and you've been playing so steadily since then. And I think just in hearing you guys in here, you sound even tighter than you did last time. Do you find that, you know, you're sort of evolving and even tightening up that sound even more just by virtue of playing so many gigs right now?
Absolutely. With Frizz and I have definitely connected, probably as good as, you know, any bass player I've ever played with. And, you know, we listen to each other really well. We kind of have the similar sense of rhythm. And it's been really nice to know that he's going to be there and for him to know that I'm going to be there. And it's been awesome.
Excellent, excellent. So, sideshow this weekend. What's it like for you guys to play, to call it a festival isn't to fully sum up what this is, but to be, you know, on a bill like this with so many, not just other musicians, but artists and makers and creators from our community. What's that like for you to get to take part in it?
Well, it's a huge honor for sure. I know a lot of those. We all know a lot of the people involved in all the different fields of the arts, from music and the visual arts as well. And we couldn't feel more lucky than we do to be privileged to get to play in this thing.
It's got to be nice, too, because I know a common complaint I hear from musicians often is they never get to see each other's bands unless they're sharing a bill. And so what a great chance to sort of, like, just get to see a whole bunch of peers and friends all in one weekend as you yourselves are also playing.
Yeah, it's the great big scene we've got. People underestimate Dayton, I think. Some of my best friendships have resulted from being able to be a part of this. Got a lot of great acts this weekend. You show up any time from start to finish, and you're going to see something cool. It's not like it's top heavy with just a couple good bands at the end, you know, each night is good all night.
And it's pretty sweet too, the juxtaposition where, you know, like you can go outside and rock out and then you can step inside for a few minutes and hear something like super chill or hear slam poetry or something else as well. You kind of get all ends of the musical spectrum or sphere.
Absolutely.
We've got Salvador Ross in the house. They're going to be playing at Sideshow 12. That's coming up this weekend. It's Friday and Saturday at the Yellow Cab. They're playing on the Friday night at 11:05, right in the midst of the action. We're going to tell you more about Sideshow coming up here in just a few minutes on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. And if you haven't already, if I didn't urge you enough already when these guys were here last time, get your hands on their full-length album. It's called Mystery Head. It's available now. But shall we give them a few more live? What do you say, guys?
Sounds good.
All right. Take it away whenever you're ready.
Thank you. rested soul. No solution now is on the telephone. When you find the peace that shines, this afternoon signs falls way behind. Spoon feed doctor to the fearful mind. Insiders in the side of inside her mind.
Salvador Ross, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Check them out Friday night as part of Sideshow 12 at the Yellow Cab. We're going to tell you more about that here in just a minute. But get Salvador Ross's latest album. It's called Mystery Head, out now. And you guys, thank you so much. It was a pleasure having you back in the studio.
Thanks for having us.
Speaking of Sideshow 12, I'm going to pivot into this side of the glass, into the studio, and talk to some guys who have been here before, but not necessarily wearing these particular hats. They are music coordinators for Sideshow 12. Want to welcome Taylor, Mike, and Ryan. Hi, guys.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
Hello. Welcome back. I'm used to kind of interacting with you guys as musicians, although you are still musicians. But you guys are Sideshow music coordinators for this year. Really exciting. Let's start at the very beginning. For folks who might be unfamiliar with this event, who are new to the area, who have never made it out to the previous 12, and they're going to be coming out for the first time, sum it up. What is Sideshow?
So Dayton Sideshow is this very collaborative community event with a heavy focus on the arts and music and performing arts and really whatever people want to do, Sideshow's interested in having and maybe even helping out with. So we have – how many bands do we have, guys?
With bands and acoustic artists, I believe we've got 47. 47 bands, and I believe over 30 artists have displays.
So. Yeah.
It's amazing.
And it's all community run, like everything's done through volunteers. We just pitch in together every year to help make this thing happen, and it always ends up being an amazing time.
So you guys are music coordinators, and so you're helping sort of figure out how all these 47 bands kind of fit together and how to schedule. That sounds like herding cats to me.
A little bit.
That was actually the fun part.
Yeah. It always is, trying to figure out that lineup and being like, oh, this band probably would go into this one well. And then... Oh, half the time it works out and half.
Yeah, it's acted as a really cool experience for me. This is my first time getting to direct on this level and working with this many bands instead of just a show at a local club or something like right. that. So it was very interesting to try to map out the course of the evening and start out with, well, do we want to go from this like lighter rock and when we pick it up a little bit into the psychedelia, and then by the end of the night we're going to end up pretty heavy. That was definitely the most interesting part for me.
Did you guys when you were going in know kind of going in that you wanted to arc it in that fashion to create kind of a flow to each evening, or did it kind of take getting that giant list of bands and starting to, figure out the puzzle pieces of how they fit together?
I think it's a little more like wrestling it, honestly, because you don't know who's going to apply.
Yeah. Right,
so,
yeah.
And then, unfortunately, not everybody makes it.
Yeah.
It's a good problem to have that too many bands submit, and unfortunately, we can't take all of them. So,
but it always breaks our heart when we have to turn people down.
It breaks your heart, and then luckily there was a band that we reluctantly had to turn away that because of a dropout and a scheduling mishap we were able to invite back, and
That's
so
nice.
It ended up working out really good. But definitely we didn't have any preconceived notion, I guess, on how we wanted the night to go. I mean, we kind of had to like wrangle this thing after we got our lineup. So.
Yeah, because there's a lot of disparate sounds, which is, I mean, I love that. I love seeing bands that sound nothing like to each other right next to each other, but maybe not everybody likes it. So we had to kind of.
Well, and you just brought up a really good point, like, as far as the fan bases of different bands go that are going to come see each other.
We
kept some of that in mind, trying to put some of these bands next to each other where we thought their fan bases might there'll be an overlap.
Yeah.
And maybe you didn't hear, like, if you show up to see Salvador Ross and you haven't heard the band after them, more than likely you're going to be standing around for that and the band before them.
Mm-hmm.
And or any of these bands that you show up to see, you're going to experience two or three other acts that you Probably never would have without that.
So the band after Salvador Ross is bribing senators. There's probably not a huge crossover for that, but I bet there's potential for it.
Yeah.
So that's like – so and I that, again, brings up another good point is you get more exposure because you're being introduced to new fans that maybe might not have heard you before because, you know, you're – sometimes stacked right next to somebody who doesn't sound anything like you.
Yeah, and but, I like Salvador Ross and bribing senators. So yeah, I like it too. If you don't know about one or the other, yeah, you will, and that's yeah, one of the beautiful things about yeah, about this.
And likewise, so we've kind of been talking a lot about the outdoor stage, the bigger stage. There's also this great opportunity to, at any moment, at the same time as stuff is happening outside, step inside, take a glance at the art, and get exposed to great acoustic or smaller groups of solo or group performers on the indoor stage, a completely different musical experience.
Oh, absolutely.
And some real heavy hitters in there in that acoustic stage as well. So definitely want to stress that. It's not all just about years ago, we made the effort that we weren't going to call the outside stage the big stage.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
what's going on inside is every bit as exciting, every bit as mm-hmm, dynamic. And there's just as yep, much diversity in what we would call the acoustic acts in this town as there is in the full bands. And in the acoustic on the acoustic stage, we've also got mini bands.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Trios and I think maybe one quartet.
Yeah, we've got a duo as well. But, like, yeah, there's a ton of diversity between the acoustic musician acts as well. Like, I mean, you have Whiskey for Kids, who have that big, raunchy, almost New Orleans-y, weird chorusy sound, right next to Colleen Badenhop, who is nothing like that, but are both insanely heavy, very good, and just incredibly listenable and digestible and fantastic acts. I couldn't pick who I'd want to see between the two of those. But luckily, you don't have to.
You can just see
They're right
them
next
both
to each other.
Yeah, if you're a fan of the Dayton scene already, then the hardest part is figuring out where to stand the whole time.
Yeah, it really is.
Because you're missing something no matter mm-hmm, what you're doing.
Oh, and we have the Dayton Poetry Slam is going to be
I was
going to
ask
spot
you guys about that. Yeah, they yep, made their new home at the Yellow Cab. Mm-hmm. Kind of, it's been roughly a year, I think, since they moved over there, doing their slams there regularly. Mm-hmm. And you're including them as part of this event too. That's awesome.
Well, yeah. Jonathan's a friend, and he's done really amazing stuff with the Dayton Poetry Slam. And I've run into people all over town who have been like, "Have you heard of this Dayton Poetry Slam thing?" And I'm like, "Yes, this thing is awesome, right?" And they're like, "Yeah, this is incredible." And I'm just kind of overwhelmed by the amount of talent we have in this town. Yeah. Like, one, the music scene alone. Two, we're getting an interesting and different poetry scene going. The arts scene is incredible. And I mean, this just goes to – I think this just speaks to Dayton's credit when it comes to artistic people.
And we also – for future reference, for anybody listening that didn't apply that is into any of this, we want to grow in more of the performing arts and to where it's not mm-hmm, just artists and musicians. And we do have more poetry slam style things. And we've had hula hoopers and poi dancing, poi and dancing.
Burlesque, all kinds of stuff.
Burlesque has yeah, been there before. Yeah.
Puppet shows.
Yeah.
Puppet shows. That's awesome.
I mean, that's becoming a really cool what almost a sideshow of sideshow almost right, that we want to bring more into the forefront.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's got to be cool for you guys as musicians and just creative people in general. I kind of asked Salvador Ross the same thing, but to be able to be a part of an event that is not just like a club show, which is awesome in its own right, sure, but to be able to like spend a weekend with not just your fellow musicians, but people that are making art in all different kinds of new and interesting ways, people that are interested in performance in all kinds of new and different ways, and to kind of get everybody together in one space and see what happens. That's got to be amazing for you guys, both as musicians and performers, but also as the people sort of putting the work in to help make it happen.
Sure. And I mean, there's some personality differences between musicians and artists a little bit, and it's kind of interesting to see the two interact because, you know, they can come up with very different ideas. And every once in a while, something will click and this awesome thing will happen. And we want to see more of that at Sideshow. So we want more artists, more musicians applying so we can kind of create a bigger powder keg to see what happens and what might come out of some extra collaboration that there's room for at Sideshow.
We're talking about Sideshow 12. It's this weekend, Friday and Saturday, at the Yellow Cab, right there in the heart of downtown Dayton. Things get underway at 5 o'clock on Friday and go all the way into the wee hours. You can come early on Saturday at 3, bring the family, get some food and some craft beer, see art from the likes of Lisa Bunny, Kevin Clark, Christopher Korn, David Kentworthy, Gary Mitchell, and many, many more. And the list of bands, I haven't run the numbers, but I'm trying to figure out how many of these folks have been on Kaleidoscope before. It's a good portion of them. So if you've always said, oh, I've been listening to this show, but I've never actually gone out to a show, well, this will be not just a sampling of people you've heard on this show, but the perfect sampler plate, if you will, to yep. to so experience. Like
this is the one to do that with. Yeah. If you have if you've never heard these bands live, you can hear all of them in one shot.
That's right.
This is amazing. It's like a what do you call it when you have a bunch of little tastes of beer in front of you? I don't know why that.
A flight.
Yeah, yeah, a flight. It's a flight of musical
a
beers.
Flight of...
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Check out all the details. We've got them on Facebook.com/Kaleidoscope Radio. A full musical lineup there. I'm just going to run down a few of the bands that you're going to see that might be familiar to you if you've been listening to this show. Zane and the Sway, who were here last week, put on a great live set in the studio. Kylene Downs, good friend of the show. Salvador Ross, of course, the new old fashioned, who we'll be hearing from a little later on. Scarecrow Sideshow, Goodnight, Goodnight. Cherry Lee and the Hot Rod Hounds, who we heard at the top of the show. Death by Fetish, Dark Backward, Cricket Bows, Abertooth Lincoln, and so many more. I would be here for like another 20 minutes just listing off all these bands and artists. So real quick, as we kind of wrap up here and send people to go explore this lineup and make their plans, I feel like you need to go into this with a little bit of a strategy. Mm-hmm. What is like one thing that the three of you, each of you, is looking forward to about this weekend at Sideshow?
For me, this is kind of like the one time all year that you basically get to showcase everybody at one time. I mean, you're going to see basically who some of the hottest new artists and musicians, along with, like, as you mentioned, a lot of these guys are Kaleidoscope bands. We've got an overwhelming amount of reputable bands this year. So for me, it's kind of like this big nucleus of innovation for the year. We're kind of really breaking into the concert season and show season, if you will. And it's you're seeing all these guys in one spot basically just gets you fired up about all the good weather and busy nights you're about to have, basically, for me.
Awesome.
For me, I really just the community aspect of it is phenomenal. The music, the art, none of that means anything if you don't have that community. And just the bands in this town are so supportive of each other, the artist, just the interaction between those two groups and the way they support each other, and just, you know, all these people volunteer. And I think that's the key, is that no one's getting paid for this. It kind of pays for itself, I mean, you know, with alcohol sales and all that kind of stuff. But as far as getting it to happen, to take all these bands, all these artists, and cram them into two nights and make it all work, it takes a lot of goodwill, help me, Taylor. What's
community,
a good word? I said community twice, so I don't want to say that.
Communal effort.
Communal effort.
Awesomeness.
It takes a lot of awesomeness to just make it all come together. And it's great as it wraps up on the Saturday night. We're just thinking, man, look at what just happened. And it's humbling for me. Then Monday morning you go back to work and it's like
yeah. Yeah.
What about for you, Taylor?
All right. So to speak to Sideshow's credentials, the act that I am most looking forward to seeing of any band is Rind. And they actually – so this kind of also speaks to, I think, the way Sideshow likes to do business with bands too, is they opened last year on Saturday that year.
And blew us all away.
They blew us all away, but it was rainy. It was cold last year, and they brought like 50 people with them, like to show up and huddle under this small tent at like 4 in the afternoon to hear these guys. And they were absolutely killer. And this year, they are closing the night out deservedly, because over a year, that was their first show.
Wow.
They've built up a reputation that deserves them closing the night out. And I am ecstatic to hear them again.
That's fantastic.
We all practice guitar a lot more now that, you know, we've seen
them. Now that you've seen them.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think I'm going to get there, but I'll try to get on his level.
Well, you can see Rind. You can see Salvador Ross. You can see the next band we're going to play, Nasty Bingo, and so many more at Sideshow 12. It's this weekend, Friday and Saturday at the Yellow Cab. All the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Art, music, food, craft beer, a really good chance to go and explore all of the creativity that's happening in our community. Guys, thank you so much for coming out and giving us a little preview, and thanks so much for all the work you've done towards this event.
Thank you, Julia.
Thank you.
Let's take a listen to this one. This is Nasty Bingo from their full length. This is one of my favorites. It's called Anew.
A brand new day.